adventure. Here's romance. Here's the famous Robin Hood of the Old West.
Cisco, the sheriff, he's getting closer.
This way, Pancho, Pavano.
The Cisco Kid. The Cisco Kid in our exciting story, Johnson County Raid. The range war, which occurred in Johnson County, Wyoming, during the early days of our West, might very well be termed the showdown. For when it was over, the days of the open range were gone forever, and the homesteader was on the land to stay. The influence of this conflict was felt throughout the entire West. The result of it might be different today in the pages of history, were it not for the keen sense of justice and lightning swift draw of the Cisco Kid. As our story opens, the hooves of two fiery horses beat a steady tattoo on the soft earth as their riders head them toward a strange camp in the middle of the Texas Panhandle.
Not much further, John. You can see the meeting place from the top of this ride.
Well, from Wyoming to Texas is a long ride. It'll be a welcome sight, Lace. Hold there. Hold.
Hold now. Hold. There it is, John. Just like I told you it would be.
Yeah, it's a strange-looking camp. Not a tent or a wagon in sight.
What do them hombres want with tents or wagons? All they need is their bedrolls, six guns, and itchy trigger fingers.
You've done a good job, Liz.
It was easy, John. Every gunslinger in the state of Texas was willing to go to work for you when they heard how much you were paying.
Oh, they've seen us. Let's go meet them.
Get up there!
Get up there! Them 50 hombres are the roughest, toughest gang in the West.
They know what they're hired for?
Yeah, every one of them's got a half a dozen notches in their six guns. You ever see a meaner looking lot?
Hold there.
Hold. Hold now. Hold. Howdy. Howdy, boys. Now meet your new boss, John Marengo.
Good day, gentlemen. I repeat, good day, gentlemen. If your laugh indicates the word is wasted on you, then you are all fools.
All right, now, hear them out, boys. Listen to John Marengo.
You men will be well paid for performing a task to which you are all accustomed. Your low-slung gun belts and notched guns verify my words. Your greatest reward will be forthcoming when we have accomplished one task, the complete destruction and annihilation of every cattleman in Johnson County. Their property will be yours. You will be the landed gentry. Now I repeat again. Good day, gentlemen.
Well, remember, Sir Marengo, I would like to ask you a question.
Hey, we got a question we want to ask.
I thought you told me these were the toughest men in Texas, Lace. That little fat one looks like a clown from a circus.
And you look like you should belong in a cemetery.
Pancho.
Another crack like that and you'll be in a cemetery. Wait a minute. I never hired you two hombres. What are you doing here?
I heard someone was hiring the fastest gunman in Texas. I was interested to know why and to know him.
You better be as fast on the draw as you are with the questions, Tinhorn. Flap up. My hand!
Like you say, hombre, as fast on the draw as with the questions.
Quiet! Quiet down, men!
That was a fast draw and fine shooting. Don't ever make me have to prove to you I can do better. I can. As far as I'm concerned, you're one of us. What name do you choose to call yourself?
I am called the Cisco Kid, Senor Marengo. This hombre is mi good compañero, Pancho.
Hey, Pancho and Cisco are good compañeros.
Where Cisco rides, there also rides Pancho. Very well, your compañero goes with us.
You're making a mistake, John. I heard of this Cisco Kid before. He's got a long nose. He's a troublemaker. Ask any of these hombres here.
I'm asking you, Cisco. What kind of a hand are you playing?
That depends, senor, on how you intend to use this army of desperados.
What did I tell you, John? He's a nosy jayhawker.
Quietly. Quiet, men.
Cisco, the cattlemen in Johnson County are attempting to drive out the homesteaders with fire and gunpowder.
And you intend to fight fire with fire and with gunpowder, Senor Marengo?
Only if necessary. My hope is the reputation of men like yourself and these other men will be enough to stop the bloodshed the cattlemen started.
If you mean what you say, senor, I am with you.
And if it's not the truth, you'll find our Cisco know how to fight against you.
If you ride as one of us, Cisco, you're welcome. But make no mistake. If you attempt to cross me, there are 50 hombres behind you ready to kill you. But they won't have to. I'll do it myself.
Faster, Buck! Yeah! Yeah!
Hurry, you hurry up! Over here!
Thanks, Dad! Your gunfire stopped him! Ho, Buck! Ho there!
Dirty murdering coyotes. Maybe I can get just one of them.
They're out of range.
Save the bullets, Dad. The damage is already done.
What do you mean, Bill?
The herd up in Dry Canyon was rustled. Two of our punchers are dead. Those Ranahans took out after me when I spotted them.
Two more of our boys and more of our cattle gone. There's no way out of it, Bill. We've got to hire gunslingers like the ones John Marengo brought up from Texas.
I've been against it, Dad, but I reckon I'm wrong. Our boys are no match against them killers.
Hey, Bill, two of them riding this way now. As soon as I take aim with this rifle, there'll be two less varmints in Johnson County.
So hold it, Dad. They're both riding in with their hands away from the gun belt. Let's see what they want.
Oh, yeah. Buenos dias, senores.
Buenos dias, senores. Gracias for not shooting us when we ride up.
You are Senor Davison, and you are Senor Davison.
That's right. I'm Bill Davison, Jr., and this is my dad, Bill Davison, Sr.
And I'm Pancho, Jr., and Pancho, Sr. And Pancho, glad to meet you, Senor Jr. and Senor, Senor.
Enough, Pancho.
Huh?
We are not here on a laughing matter.
Who are you, hombre?
I am the Cisco Kid, Senor Bill. I want to talk to you about this range war.
You're riding with Marengo and his pack of wolves. Only language your kind understands is sick gun talk.
Well, isn't that six horse temper of yours, Bill? Yeah. You're the Cisco Kid, huh? Where are you from?
The territory of Arizona.
But them gunslingers of Marengo's are from Texas. How come you're with them?
Pancho and I were riding through the Texas panhandle when we heard Marengo's offer to pay top for the gunmen.
And you joined them, huh?
Yeah, we joined them, but we did not join with them.
When Marengo rounded up the worst desperados in the state of Texas, I suspected it was for no good purpose. His straightforward talk convinced me I might be wrong. And to convince you, I'll have to take that rifle,
senor. He got the rifle. Get him, Bill.
Do not move, Senor Bill.
Not make a move. And you got your cover, too.
Rotten, skulking sidewinders. I should have gunned you down soon as I sighted you.
We ain't going to stand here and let you kill us, Cisco. You got the drop on us, all right. But I'm going for my six gun.
I have no intention of shooting anyone. Here is your rifle, Senor Davison.
What in tarnation?
Return your gun to the holster, Pancho.
Yes.
Does this prove what you wanted to know, Senor Davison?
You two must be plumb loco. But now the tables are turned. Get on your horses and get out of here before I kill you.
No, Bill. You'll return your gun to the holster. You done right, Cisco. You could have killed us just then. You proved what I heard about the Cisco Kid is true.
Did you hear Cisco and Pancho on the side of the law? Didn't you hear the truth?
When I saw what was going on here in Johnson County, I knew Marengo was lying. He is not trying to settle the war between the homesteaders and the cattlemen.
You bet he ain't. Him with all his fancy talk on the side of the homesteaders. He just took advantage of the situation between them nesters and us cattlemen. Marengo's only interested in two things. Lining his pockets with gold and carving himself an empire out of Johnson County.
The only way we can stop him is to fight him with his own weapons. Our cowpokes ain't no match for his gunmen. We got to bring in a bunch of desperados, too. And with you to lead them, Cisco.
No, Senor Davison. With those methods, you cattlemen will destroy yourselves as well as the homesteaders. The gunslingers you hire will not stop killing because you stop paying them. They will turn against you and destroy you.
How do you figure we ought to fight that mob of killers Marengo brought up here, Cisco?
Since Marengo has set himself up as the law in this country, you and all the other rancheros must form as a group of vigilantes.
We ain't got the time for nothing but to get into the ranch house and barricade ourselves. Here comes Marengo, late parting, and that gang of hired killers.
We have time to do that if it is necessary, Senor Davison. Drop a shot in front of those riders. Never mind. They look like they're going to stop anyhow.
This is far enough, Ben. Oh, 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 oh. There we go. Wait here, boy. Please come with me.
Here, right. Bill. Get up.
Ho, ho, ho.
When one of my riders goes on his own to talk to one of my enemies, I want to know why, Cisco.
Why waste time with him, John? He's here, ain't he? It means he's with him.
I'm still running the show, Leif. I'll handle this.
You wart-faced toad, Marengo. I'll never get a better chance to put a bullet through your skull than I got right now.
Wait, Dad. Let Cisco run this show. What do you want, Marengo?
Cisco, I've got plans for Johnson County. Those plans include you.
I am curious, Marengo, why an hombre like you, with so many gunmen at his beck and call, is concerned over one hombre like me.
Those hirelings back there are only good for the fighting to be done. When it's over, the men I can depend on won't be the ones I can buy.
You bet they won't. Because when this range war's over, you'll be dead.
No, Davidson. Your ranches will be dead. All of you.
I do not understand, Marengo, how you can expect me to join with you when you talk of killing people.
The end justifies the means, Cisco. You can have power here. You and Leif Harding will be my two right hands.
You've got to be out of your head to think Cisco joined with you to kill people.
Come on, Leif. I've given you straight talk, Cisco. No subterfuge. I'll give you 5 minutes to join me.
It's a waste of time, John.
You have 5 minutes to decide, Cisco. Ride out, join me, and you'll have the kind of power a man like you should know how to use. Stay here with the Davisons and die with them.
Hit up there.
Hit up there.
We're wasting time, John. Cisco ain't riding out here. Besides, what do you need him for?
You don't understand, Leif. For certain things, I could never find a better secundo than you. But when we hold the power here, we'll have to deal with other counties in this territory. I'll need a man of diplomacy, honesty, and action. Cisco's reputation, his manner of handling people.
All right, John. I see what you mean, but... Well, Cisco ain't joining us. 5 minutes are up, ain't they? What are you going to do?
The 5 minutes will be up in 5 seconds. All right, Leif, light those torches. Set this buffalo grass to fire. Burn this ranch to the ground.
All right, boys, light up them torches and set fire to this buffalo grass. We're going to burn every building to the ground. If Cisco, Pancho, or the two Davisons make a break from that ranch house, gun them down.
Come on, boys.
And in the face of such tremendous odds, there is little chance our plans will emerge alive. In just a moment, we'll return to the Cisco Kid. Back to the Cisco Kid in our gripping story, Johnson County Raid. John Marengo and his henchman, Leif Harding, together with a gang of hired gunmen, intend to drive out all the cattlemen from Johnson County, Wyoming. John's straightforward talk at first fooled Cisco and Pancho. They quickly realize their error, and after talking to the leader of the cattlemen, Bill Davison, and his father, Bill Sr., they make plans to fight the desperados. However, they are interrupted by the arrival of the ruthless band of killers who prepare to burn the ranch buildings to the ground and kill the two Davisons, Cisco and Pancho. Now.
Look, Cisco, through this window. And those coyotes might go to rush us.
By thunder, you're right, Pancho. They're going to burn us out. We better make a break for our horses.
No, Dad. We won't have a chance. They'll gun us down as soon as we step outside.
You are right, Senor Bill.
Cisco, there was nobody with a lighted torch. He could have set fire to the glass.
Your rifle, Senor Davison. Andre, give me your rifle.
Hey, Cisco.
What'd you do, Cisco?
Aim carefully and...
Hey! Galloping ghost! The bullet knocked the torch clean out of that hombre's hand.
Shades of General Custer. I ain't seen such shooting since I rode with him in the old 7th Cavalry.
Cisco, another hombre got the light to us. He could do the same thing.
We'll try to give him the same treatment. Hey!
I'll be a longhorn vinegar on. Twice he did it.
They stopped the palaver.
Yeah, they're afraid of Cisco. They know he could kill them instead of shooting the torch out of hand.
I reckon none of them cold-footed coyotes care to be the next one to take the chance.
Leif Harding's going to make the run. He's lighting up a torch.
For Leif Harding, there's a special treatment.
Bueno, Cisco. You'll knock the torch out of hand of that Leif Harding. Oh, Maverick.
Howling hurricanes. You knocked Leif's hat off his head.
And that will help him change his mind.
It sure made him change the course his cayuse was going. And you're stirring up as much commotion as a hornet's nest out there, Cisco, but it ain't going to save us.
Yeah, luck is with us, Senor Bill. We have a chance. Look at the blades on your windmill.
I cannot see nothing special. The wind blowing made the windmill turn.
You bet it is, but look at the direction. The wind's changed.
See, We can use the methods of those killers against them. If they do not mind, if you do not mind losing some pasture land, Senor Bill.
Well, that grass will have another chance to grow. We won't have another chance to live. I'm riding stirrup to stirrup with you, Cisco. There's a barrel of coal oil in the kitchen.
Bueno. Pancho, you and Senor Davison get some rags and soak them in that coal oil.
See, but why we do this?
We're going to set fire to the grass, Pancho. The wind will carry that fire smack into them lily-livered hyenas.
That is what we hope for, Senor Davison. There is no time to lose. Andale, we may beat those pack rats yet.
Than we thought, John.
When you come into this house, close the door quietly, Leif.
Listen, John, I've been to town.
When you walk into this house, Leif, close the door quietly. Now go back and do it.
I tell you that
the door, Leif. Quietly. Ah, that's better, Leif. Now, what's worse than we thought?
Them vigilantes. Cisco's got them organized. Every time our boys go out on a raid, them vigilantes come out of nowhere to stop them. He's beat you every time you lock horns, John.
I've given you too much authority, Les. It's gone to your head. Next, you'll be wanting to give me orders.
Well, it ain't a bad idea. I told you to kill the Cisco kid when you had your hands on him.
You think with a gun instead of a brain, Les. That's why you'll never live to give me orders.
All right, big brain. How are you going to outfox the Cisco kid now?
First, by putting my house in order.
Huh? What do you mean by that?
When a dog snaps at the hand that...
He deserves a... Karima, I... He's still a dog. And not...
You...
Leif, if you go for your gun, I'll kill you.
All right, John. I reckon you can beat me to the draw.
You know I can. You're no use to me, Leif, unless you can take orders and carry them out.
You're the boy.
I'd better be, or you'll be dead. Ah, now that my house is in order, our next piece of business is the vigilantes and the Cisco kid.
What are you going to do about them?
Let them think they're beating us. Spread the word we're willing to call a truce to talk things over. Invite every cattleman, dirt farmer, and nester in Johnson County.
Then what?
Then leave everything to me. That will be the final assembly for those vigilante cattlemen. In one raid... We'll wipe them all out.
And I agree with the other cattlemen, Cisco. We can't take Baringo's word about a truce.
Simmer down, Dad. Simmer down, all of you. We followed Cisco and haven't gone wrong so far, have we? Then if you turn a deaf ear to him now, you're asking to lose your ranches.
Gracias, Senor Bill, for what you are trying to do.
You senores must realize that the Omen Range is a thing of the past. The cattlemen and the homesteaders must learn to live together in peace.
Now, don't get mad at Cisco for telling the truth. You all know what happened as the result of the Rogue River Range War.
And the same thing happened here in Johnson County, if you not listen to Cisco.
As much as I hate to admit it, Cisco and Bill are right. Fences are here to stay. The days of the open range are over.
There is plenty of room in this country for everyone.
Well, how do we know we're not riding into a dry gulch when we meet with the nesters?
Pancho can answer that for you. Tell them what you saw in Cow Creek Canyon, Pancho.
Well, Pancho keep watch on Maringo like Cisco tell Pancho to do. And Pancho follow Maringo and the coyote leave hiding. And Pancho see them pay off all those killers and send them back to Texas.
Un momento, señores. We all know that could be another scheme to trap us. Therefore, the truce meeting will be held here at Bill Davison's rancho. Sentries and outposts will be stationed.
Ben Jordan.
Yeah?
You take enough boys to guard the ranch from the north and east. Joe Polito, you and your old boys the same for the south and west. If Maringo, his gunslingers, and Nestors try to raid us, their blood will turn the green grass of this valley to red.
Hear me, boys. By this time, the cattlemen have learned from the Cisco kid's partner that you were supposedly paid off and sent back to Texas.
Pancho followed us, John, just like you figured he would. We doubled back after he left the trail.
Yeah, it's a job well done, Leif. The cattlemen and the homesteaders are meeting now at the Davison Ranch.
You said they posted guards, John. They'll be ready when we go to raid them.
That's where I intend to use the nesters. As soon as the meeting gets started, you and the boys attack the sentries.
We won't surprise them, hombres, at the meeting. What about them?
When you attack, I'll convince the nesters they've been betrayed and the cattlemen are going to slaughter them.
While the nesters keep the cattlemen busy, we get through the guards and to the ranch house.
That's right, Leif. And remember what I told you. You wait until the nesters and I are clear of the ranch house. Then you kill every last one of those vigilante cattlemen. I myself will get the Cisco Kid.
Any other orders, John?
No. See that you carry these out, Leif. If you fail me this time, I won't give you another chance.
Hit out there!
That's what you think, Mr. Marengo.
All right, boys. Ready to ride. We're going to make this raid, but we're going to do it my way. We don't need them nesters any more than we need them cattlemen. And we don't need John Marengo. Everything of value in Johnson County belongs to the hombres strong enough to take it, and that's us.
Yeah.
That's right. Follow me and wipe them all out to the last man.
That's the signal from our guard. We've been double-crossed. Come on, you cattlemen. Unlimber your guns.
Dad, you cattlemen, wait a minute.
Listen to say your bill, or you will undo whatever good has been done.
It's a trap, you homesteaders. The Cisco Kid and these cattlemen intend to murder us. Take cover. Open fire on them.
Mother me, Cisco. If they listen to that Marengo, lots of hombres on both sides be killed.
Get over it. It is a trap.
Unless we fight together, we will all be murdered. This is your last double-dealing, Marengo.
I told you I'd have to kill you someday, Cisco. This is it.
Where did you go? You should have gone out of Marengo Maverick's hand.
I'm more than a match for you, Cisco. Guns off.
It remains to be seen, Marengo. And it will be seen sooner than you think.
All right. None of you nesters make a move or we'll blast you right out of your boots. Keep them covered, boys.
No, Sir Davison. You need these homesteaders as much as they need you. Pancho, will you and Sayer Davison guard Marengo?
Here, Cisco.
I only wish he makes a try to skedaddle.
Cisco's right, boy. See for yourself. Matter to me, he don't take his gunslinger.
And that's Leif Hardin leading them.
Do you homesteaders or cattlemen need any more proof? Take cover and fight off those killers while you still have a chance.
Come on, Cisco. We can take cover behind the water trough.
See you, Bill. We already have those gunslingers whipped, though they do not know it yet.
I wish I was as sure about that as you are, Cisco.
When those pack rats see the cattlemen and homesteaders fighting side by side instead of against each other, they will turn and run.
I only hope you're right.
Tell the homesteaders and cattlemen to open fire.
Right now.
Now, boys! Open fire on those Texas killers! Give them a real Johnson County welcome!
There, look! What did I tell you, Sayer Bill?
They're turning tail and running like scared rabbits. And from the way they're going, I don't think they'll stop running until they get back to Texas.
Cisco!
Si, Pancho.
Every one of those gunslingers get a long sentence into jail.
They deserved it, as did Leif Harding and John Marengo. The next time we ride over this hill and into Johnson County, I am sure we will find the cattlemen and the homesteaders living together peacefully.
And that we do, the next time we ride over the hill. Cisco, while we talk about this hill, Pancho would like to ask you a question.
Si, Chico, what is the question?
Cisco, tell Pancho, what is the difference between a hill and a pill?
Well, Pancho, there is a lot of difference. How can you compare them when they are so different?
Pancho likes Cisco to stick to the question. What's the difference between a hill and a pill?
Well, then I must admit I do not know. What is the difference between a hill and a pill?
The one is hard to get up, and the other is hard to get down.
Oh, Pancho!
Oh, Cisco!
Up, Diablo!
So ends another exciting adventure with O. Henry's famous Robin Hood of the West, the Cisco Kid. Thank you. sure to listen again for another thrilling adventure of the Cisco Kid. Cisco Kid was played by Jack Mather, Poncho by Harry Lang.